This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone sitting up straight. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us. And Kathy in Ohio is with us. And I happen to mention dog food. And I've been looking at dog food for about a month. And the Purina brand of dog chow, the beef version, has been on sale at Sam's Club. And so is the chicken. $6 off until yesterday, and then it just changed to $4 off. The only problem is they don't have any. So it's on sale, but they don't have any. So I called the local store in Springfield, Missouri, and I talked to the manager on Saturday, and he said that they had 841 bags or units coming in, and it would be delivered overnight. It'd be available Sunday morning, and I could order it. Well, it's still not here. So, and that was the chicken flavored dog food, and that's not the one we would want. We would want the beef. Bottom line is, dog food that we buy from Sam's is not available to us, and it's not available in a 150-mile radius. I talked to Rich Sheehan, and he said, yeah, it's out of stock where he is as well. Kathy, are you seeing the same thing? And then Gwyneth.
Yeah, Vince, yesterday when I was at Sam's in the morning, I went down that aisle or near there, and I saw the chicken on the end cap because we talked about it, so I looked over to see what they had. They didn't have a lot. Now, I didn't go down way to the back where they might have had more, but there was a lady, and she took four bags of it. And I think it's about 50 or 55 pounds, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, that's the current size. They keep changing the size. You know, sometimes it's 50 pounds and 5 pounds more free. Sometimes it's 40 pounds and 4 pounds more free. Sometimes it's 46 pounds. They keep changing the size of the Purina dog chow, depending on where you buy it. So that way you can't price compare and say, well, can you match this other store's price? Because they all have different sizes of the same dog food. Yeah, so, yes, Sam's is 55 pounds.
But Vince, the thing I'm concerned about is if they're having a food shortage just for us, just to make the dog food, they're going to have trouble even finding any higher quality food to put in there. So I just wonder, what are they even going to be able to put in there? I'm sure it's going to be of lesser quality.
Okay, here's another consideration. So ZeroHedge.com has reported today at 6 in the morning that the United States is Canada's biggest customer for beef. So beef is raised in Canada, and we import it here, and we're their biggest customer. However, there's a trucker's protest, and this Freedom Convoy of 18-wheeler trucks and other trucks has slowed down the delivery, and currently there are 150 meat trucks stranded at the U.S.-Canada border. So that might be part of this, and that, you know, just because a cow gets killed doesn't mean it's a steak tomorrow. it takes a couple weeks for that to happen, typically. So the bottom line is there is the potential for more of a shortage and higher beef prices, and I believe that's what you were saying, Kathy. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you know, in Canada they had that bridge go out, and they had a lot of their hogs that was flooded, and they used those, I hate to say it, but the dead carcasses from the hogs that were already starting to rot, and they put that in dog food.
It's not just that. It's euthanized animals from the animal shelter. It's chickens. Let's say there is a chicken factory hen house, maybe 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 birds on a farm, and they have these huge chicken barns. And I actually have one of these chicken barns. We have a part of one that we bought used that was taken apart in Arkansas, and we built our barn out of a used chicken barn. They're typically 350 or 400 feet long, 40 feet wide. So we bought 120 feet of it and built our barn. But these chicken farms, if the electricity fails, they're these big ventilation fans, and that keeps the heat from the birds, get fresh air by these fans that pull the air out of the chicken house. And if those fans quit, the chickens suffocate and 5, 10, 15,000 birds die. So next thing that happens is a protein company, meaning a rendering company, will take a front-end loader or a skid steer, and they'll just scoop up the chickens, and they will cook them, feathers, feet, beaks, everything, and they cook them into a slurry, and that becomes the, and they grind them up, you know, when they cook them, and that becomes the protein that goes into the dog food. So what happens is corn or grains are mixed with this protein of dead animals, feathers, etc. And I guess that'd be fiber. That might be listed as fiber, or animal byproducts or chicken byproducts. And that becomes dog food. And colors are added, so we humans look at it and they go, oh, this is great. It's got some yellow in there. It's got some brown. It's got some red. This must be good. But that's the protein that goes into dog food. Now, how do I know this? Because I built the computers and the network for a company, a very large rendering company in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that's what they did. They got chickens and dead cows and horses and, you know, animals from roadkill, etc. Pick them up and cook them. That goes into dog food and cat food, pet food. Gwyneth, your thoughts, comments?
Yeah, the house-hunting animals as dog food is not such a problem because dogs, really, their digestive systems are designed to deal with that. That's what they eat in the wild, you know. And a domestic dog basically has the same digestive system as a wild dog. Okay, so that's not a problem. What is a problem is euthanized animals. Because that's a really big problem because they euthanize them with ketamine, and ketamine is a psychoactive psychedelic, and it's very poisonous. And I had a dog once, and he got old, and I had to take him to the vet, and I had to get him put down because he was just old, and he was losing weight, and you know his quality of life was beginning to suffer. And so I took him to the vet and I had him put down. And I inquired, because I'm a curious person, I said, oh, what is that you're using to put him down with? And I said, oh, that's ketamine. Oh, okay, all right. And apparently that's what all the vets use. And I buried him in the backyard. I said, I would like to take him home. I want to give him a proper grave at home rather than, you know, him going into the, I say into the incinerator, but it may very well be into the dog food can. And, but I took him home and I buried him in the garden and I planted a tree on his grave and that tree died. And everything that I planted on that grave for about 3 years died. And it was bare soil on the top of that grave for about 3 years after I buried him. And for about 2 or 3 years. So ketamine is a drug. It's very poisonous. And they use it as an anesthetic in hospitals, actually. And I've had ketamine as an anesthetic, a general anesthetic, when I had my riding accident. And I would not ever take any of my dogs to a vet ever again for them to be put down with ketamine, because I've experienced what ketamine's like, and I couldn't imagine that being my exit to the world. You know, it's kind of hard to describe, but you feel as if there's, you feel as if that is all that there is, and it's really quite a strange feeling, and I would not want that to be the exit that any of my animals have to experience in this world. But like I said, that's a whole other topic. Dog food. Purina here in Australia costs approximately, I mean, you'll have to convert this, about 50 Australian dollars for a 20-kilogram bag. So that would be approximately 30 Australian dollars for a 50-pound bag or thereabouts, 45-pound bag, I'm not sure, but you would probably be able to convert it. But that's quite a fair whack, and I don't think I've ever bought Purina dog food for my dog. They have a very good local brand here, which is... it's called Louchy Dog Food, and they have two brands. One of them is called Uncle Albert, and the other one is called Great Barco, and they're the two labels of the same brand, and that's an excellent dog food, and it costs about $35 or $40 for a 22-kilogram bag, which is quite a bit cheaper than Purina, and I think it's a better quality. But when I can't get that, or when I don't have the money to get that, I get Drover's, which is another brand they have here, which is a pretty good brand. It's about the equivalent quality of something like Purina, but instead of costing $50 a bag, it costs $30 for 15 kilograms. So the bags are smaller, but the price is a bit more manageable as well. The quality is not quite as high, but I haven't bought dog food in quite some time. I've been feeding my dog off of what I can catch, what they can catch.
We'll be right back with Kathy and we'll be right back with Kathy and Gwyneth.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I looked at Sam's Club, and their dog food is 55 pounds, $18.98. That has the $4 off instant savings. So $18.98 for 55 pounds, which sounds like it's a much better price than Gwyneth is saying that roughly that amount of dog food would cost in Australia. So Australia, about 50% more. Kathy, what are you doing for your dogs?
Well, I cook for them. I do have some bags on hand. I try to get very resourceful. If I'm out and I see good prices, I will buy 3 or 4 or 5 packages, maybe more at a time. And I just look to see. I'm kind of doing like what Gwyneth does, especially in the summer. I'll even take, if I've got extra kale, I'll throw that in there, or I look in the refrigerator if I have brown rice or green beans or just enough that I can't really do anything with. But I know it's more work, but I just worry about what's in there. I mean, they even put cancerous animals. They found chemotherapy in there, and they found sodium pentothal in there, which is what they put them down with, I believe. I hope I got the right drug, but I think that's it. So I've gotten some recipes from books and online, and I do my research. So she's doing well. So I I'm hoping that, you know, that's okay. But I buy things in bulk, like brown rice and meat. And if, like the other day, I was at the store and I found big bags of kale and collard greens marked down to 69 cents a bag. And it was like a 2-pound bag. So I brought them home and I froze some. But when I made her a big crock pot, I make like the 8-quart, I put in like 3 or 4 big handfuls in there for her. And I just try to find healthy food and I try to get the right proportions.
Well, that sounds great. Now, I see on the call screen, Glenn in Michigan is on hold. So here's what I have to do. Gwyneth, in order to do this, Kathy is on a different port on the mixer from the port you're on. So I'm going to have to put you on hold, Gwyneth. You'll hear what's going on. And we'll put you on hold. And then Glenn will be on the air. And then I'll put Glenn on hold. So please stand by, Gwyneth. Okay, Glenn in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth and Kathy and me.
Hey, Gwyneth, Kathy, and me. Thank you for taking my call. I just added a few comments, and when Kathy was talking about the roads in Michigan, right, here's one that she's going to get a smile about. In Michigan, I'm about 30 miles from Ann Arbor. But anyway, there's an ice cream company called Ashby's Sterling Ice Cream. Makes Michigan Pothole, a thick black tar fudge in chocolate ice cream with chunks of chocolate asphalt. These potholes in Michigan, I drove back probably the last 25 years. I probably drove back and forth from Michigan to Sarasota, Florida, maybe 40 times. And I take 23 and then through Ohio. And as soon as I saw that sign, the Buckeye State, the roads in Ohio compared to Michigan are impeccable. Actually, the roads from Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida are very good. But in Michigan, when she mentioned that job security, which her husband made statements about, it's very correct. They'll do like a 30-mile segment of concrete on a major expressway here. And by the time they're done with it, they got to start over from the beginning again.
In the 70s, there was a Mayor Schaefer of Baltimore. And if you sent the city, I think it was $10, they would take a picture of your pothole and send you a picture of your pothole. Literally, they didn't have enough money to fix the potholes, so they would sell you the repair. And so, literally, I'm not kidding. You can look it up. Baltimore Mayor, comma, potholes, and you'll see it. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Kirby from the Pentagon lectern moments ago.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade, combat team, and key enablers to Poland. And the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The office of U.S. Senator Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico announced he suffered a stroke in the cerebellum last week. That's the part of the brain that affects balance. The statement says he's expected to make a full recovery, but when was not reported. The International Olympic Committee has long stated its commitment to human rights, but has declined to take a stand this year in the Uyghurs' genocide taking place in China. The Olympics start Friday and run through Sunday, February 20th. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Biden is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans by making immigration a public policy rather than a public safety argument. So says Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor on Newsmax TV last night, calling the situation crazy.
Well, so it has been crazy, really. We went down to the border last week, 13 attorneys general, and to see that our president really is making this a public policy argument instead of a public safety argument. Clearly, this is a national security crisis, and the President of the United States is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans, including those of us close to the border, like in Oklahoma.
The President continues to believe root causes are the reason for illegal immigration.
You can figure out why they're leaving in the first place. It's not like people sit around and say in Guadalajara, I got a great idea. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, leave us in a desert. The country doesn't want us. We don't speak the language. Won't that be fun?
Well, it's great in theory, but the fact is Texans, Oklahomans, people all across the country are dying because of the drugs that are coming across. And when they talk about compassion, that is not compassion. So it's great that the president wants to deal with why, but we're not going to be able to fix those countries.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you've got
the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Glenn, in Michigan, you've got something else that you wanted to share with the class?
Yeah, well, I just talked to your sound engineer or your engineer that handles your broadcast.
Yeah.
And
yes.
He brought up about the same thing I was talking about the potholes. He couldn't believe it, you know. But anyway, I wanted just being a little bit of a smarmy here. I wanted to ask Gwyneth, is kangaroo meat any good to eat?
No, I'm sure she has an answer. Here's what we'll do. In order for you to hear her, I have to put you on hold.
Yeah, I'll hang up after this. So.
Okay, I'll put you on hold, and then I'll put Gwyneth on. So, Glenn in Michigan, please hold for just a second, please. Gwyneth, you're back live on the air, and he wanted to know if kangaroo meat is edible and what your thoughts are.
Oh, yeah, kangaroo is delicious. Tastes like venison. Mm. And, you know, I used to, when I was in West Australia, I used to hang around with Aborigines, the elders, the Aboriginal elders, not so much the young people, but my parents were former Aboriginal missionaries, and they made a lot of friends among the Aboriginal community and the tribal leaders, and I used to go out hunting with them sometimes. Not those ones that were that were my parents' friends, but other people within the tribe that I got to know through associating with the tribe. And there was one lady who was a tribal elder who didn't know my mum and dad, but, you know, became quite a good friend of mine. And, we used to go, I used to provide her with transport to her, tribal homeland. And we would take our dogs, and her dog taught my dog how to hunt. And we used to go hunting kangaroos with our dogs on her tribal homeland. So not with firearms, with dogs, which was how Aborigines used to hunt dogs, used to hunt kangaroos before white people came. They used to use dingoes or dogs to hunt kangaroos. And they used to spear them as well, of course. But, yeah, it's delicious. It tastes like venison. And, you know, it's not often that I get to eat it now. But if I'm out and about and I come across some road-killed kangaroo that's in pretty good condition, you know, killed recently, then it'll go in the boot. Or it'll go on the back of a truck, and it will get taken home, and some of it will get fed to me, and some of it will get fed to my dogs. And the best parts to eat are the back legs and the tail. That's the best part to eat. There's some meat on the shoulders, but there's very little in the arms. The head makes quite a good soup. The neck has also got quite a bit of meat on it. But the very best part of the kangaroo is the back legs and the tail. And, yeah, it's very nice. The tail is best casseroled. It's especially if you've got some onions, some potatoes, some pumpkins, rosemary, sage, garlic, onions. I think I mentioned onions. But, yeah, and you skin the tail and you put it in a cooking pot and you, you know, cut it into portions and you boil it for about 3 or 4 hours with the potatoes and the pumpkin and the onions and the garlic and the rosemary and the sage and such like. And it really, really is something that you will want to eat again and again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very good. Glenn, thank you so much for asking that question. Kathy's with us. I had a question before the end of the broadcast. I want to make sure we cover this, Glenn. How do we get in touch with you? There are students and instructors in the class who would like to get in touch with you. Do you still have an email up and running?
Yes, I do. If people want to email me, I'm not online at the moment. But I will eventually get back online simply because I've run out of cell phone credits and my cell phone credits are tied to my internet data. Okay, so but if they want to email me, they can email me at GUIN, Finelli, eith@gmail.com. And I check that email from time to time, maybe once or twice a week. So if you don't hear back from me the next day, don't worry about it. I will eventually get to your email.
Okay, and then for next week's class, how do we contact you? Does Jason call you at a number that you're now on?
Yes.
Okay, is that the same number, Gwyneth?
Yes, that's the same number.
Okay,
yep.
Very good. I just wanted to make sure I knew.
Okay.
So is that Gwyneth@gmail.com? Did I get that right?
That's right, yes. And if anyone in the class wants to email me directly, that's the best email address to get me on.
Okay, and I wanted to mention that you're working on the book, and I'm working on the book separately, but together there will be a book. And Gwyneth, I have hundreds and hundreds of different topics in this book, and it keeps growing and growing. So I just want to let you know that that is the case. And I wanted to mention one other thing with you and Kathy. Greg Lesher asked me to write the back cover of his book on solar water desalinization. And so I did some research. I wanted to make this back cover a little different. So he's going to do the graphics, and I just wrote the text, if you will. And so last night I was doing some calculations. And so I went to the Internet, and I looked up a case of bottles of water. In the United States, they're packaged roughly a half liter, 16.9 ounces per bottle, and you can buy them in a 32-bottle case. And so because the topic of his book is water, I wanted to figure out how long a case of water would last a family of four if they did nothing but drink the water. So no washing, just drinking. Open the cap, drink some water, put the cap back on. How long would that water last, that 32-bottle case of half liters? 6 days. Now, my estimation, if there was a little bit of cooking and you used water to cook with, not to wash the pots and pans, just to add it for cooking, 32 bottles of water would last 3 days. Now, why am I mentioning that? Because everything is going wrong. And that was one of the things that we talked about in the beginning of this class. Nothing's working right. The supply chain is broken. And if chlorine is not delivered to your water treatment plant, your municipal, city, county water treatment system, they won't be able to treat the water, and the water will be unsafe to drink. Not that it's safe with chlorine, but the chlorine kills the biologicals. That being the case, the water may not be available just because the supply chain can't deliver chlorine. And my past research told me that the amount of chlorine on hand, on average, at the average water treatment plant is 2 weeks. So they have a 2-week supply on average. That means that our water system is precariously perched. That means you should really consider having some water stored up somehow, either 2-liter bottles kept out of the sun, a IBC tote, gallon bottles, 5-gallon carboys, some method of storing water to ride through the interval where fresh water may not be available from your tap. Any comments, Kathy and then Gwyneth?
Oh, I totally agree. If you've ever been either through a storm without power, you realize how quickly you go through water. So I save the big peroxide jugs that we sometimes use for our water system. They're 2.5 gallons. And then I save vinegar jugs. I've got stacks of them downstairs. Even though we have a well, we have a pond, it would just make life easier. But if you don't have that, you should save even more.
Gwyneth, you are expert in conserving and treating your own water. What are your thoughts, please?
Okay. When many years ago, about 9 years ago, when my sons and I were traveling across the Nullarbor, and we were basically living as homeless people on the Nullarbor, and we would go into roadhouses and we would fill up our, we had 10 litre spring water bottles. Okay, so these are the 10 litre tote bottles of spring water that you get. So that's what,
That's roughly 2.5 gallons.
Roughly 2.5 gallons. You know the sort, they've got the little button at the bottom. And we would take those and we would refill them with water from the roadhouse, and then we would head out again into the Never Never of the desert. And we found that we went through one of these a day on the Nullarbor between the three of us. So we would go through 2.5 gallons a day of water on the Nullarbor, which is a desert. So, you know, you're going to go through more water because it's hot. You're going to sweat. And but we were doing very little else with that water other than drinking and cooking. And we were, by the time we reached the other side of the Nullarbor, we were pretty thirsty. We were all pretty, pretty thirsty. And we were really grateful to get into an area where water was no longer severely rationed. And this is it. So if you take that as a guide, that 16 litres of water lasting for 3 days is even a little bit, depending on your climate, I suppose, you know, but if you're in a hot climate, you will go through 3 litres of water a day. And that will just be drinking and cooking. That's for one person. So we were going through, and that other litre was basically just washing hands and, you know, just giving the plates a little bit of a rinse and a wipe down. Not, you know, just a sprinkle of water and just wiping them down with a cloth. Just so that we had something, you know, kind of clean to eat on. You know, that's about all that we could do to have our plates sort of clean, but we weren't eating off something completely disgusting.
Yeah, your numbers and mine are very, very close.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Gwyneth, you wanted to teach something very specific today. Did you want to get to that now?
Hello? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about, I think I will talk, I think I will stay on the topic of the nullable, okay? And if you have to go into that sort of environment simply to survive and how you do it, okay, you've got to be aware that people die out there. They die out there all the time. And how they die is mainly through dehydration. So this does tie back into the topic of water. You've got to make sure that you keep your water supplies up, because if you get dehydrated out there, you can die within a day. Okay? And there are certain plants that you can eat that will give you some water. There are yams that live under the ground that you can dig up, and that's how the Aborigines get their water a lot of the time. And also, if you are fortunate enough to find some prickly pear cactuses, then you can. But also, pig faces, which are Mesembryanthium or one of the related species there, they also have water in their leaves, but you'll find that the water in the wild desert version of these plants, they tend to be quite salty. So, the salt will end up building up in your system and end up making you even more thirsty, so you have to take that into account. You need to stay out of the sun and stay inactive in the middle of the day, and just don't, just move as little as possible. And if you've got any chores to do, then you do them in the first few hours of the day. And you'll find that by 9 a.m. the sun is absolutely unbearable and you'll just have to find some shade or make some shade and stay there until maybe 5 or 6 in the evening during the summer. And then maybe you'll be able to go out and do another few hours work and at night. And if you need to travel, then that window of time around dusk is probably the ideal time to travel. And you set your course and you, before it gets too dark, but as soon as it gets too dark to see, then you can't see where you're going and you might get lost. And so then it's time to stop. Unless you're in a motor vehicle on a highway, obviously you can keep going. But traveling through a desert, any desert, on a highway in the middle of the day is just stupid. And you've got to take account that at dawn and dusk, you are going to get wildlife on the highway. But like I say, you use your radar, but it's down the sides of the road, and you can usually see things coming in a desert from a long way off. And so you can slow down or take a counter, or whatever you need to do to possibly avoid the collision. This is what you need to do. But we are heading into some really, really, really serious times. Everything's falling apart. And even if you don't live, even if you're not in a desert at the moment, you need to really begin to make some changes in your life so that you can just get through. And that means you need to begin growing vegetables, keeping small livestock, and depending on the land that you have, larger livestock. You need to take account that if there's anything that you really think that you really, really need, you should have gotten it a year or 2 years or 3 years ago. But if you really need it and you can get it and you have got the cash to get it, then you should get it. And the top of my list personally, which is something that I did get, and there's things that I didn't get, and my big thing that I'm really kicking myself that I missed out on getting was a distillation with a still. Okay, that was one thing that I was really... But one thing, if you think that you need something, the one item that I would say will be indispensable for you and could possibly save your life is a U.S. Army-style medical surgical kit. You can probably still get them on eBay. Get the ones with at least about 157 pieces.
All right. We are running out of time. Kathy, any final comments in the last 10 seconds?
Gwyneth, it's good to hear you. And I did get a distillation system because I wanted to be able to distill my water and other things.
Yay. Yeah. One last thing. Check,
you're like most Americans.
Gwyneth, check Jennings'
pretty
store,
much in
please.
Disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.